Talk about an A for effort. The Miami-Dade School District has won a top prize. With that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Yeah, good morning, Wanda. They certainly have. It's called the Broad Prize. It's considered the top award in public education in the entire country. And the district has been a five-time finalist. This time, Academics Gains finally clinched the award. Judges especially approved of the advanced work and improved graduation rates for Black and Hispanic students in the nation's fourth largest district. The announcement was made at a ceremony at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City, which Superintendent Alberto Carvalho and several school board members attended. Now, here at home, Miami-Dade School District employees broke into cheers at the school board auditorium, where they watched the ceremony in a live broadcast. Eileen Siegel is the state PTA president and past president of the Dade PTA.
This would be the Oscars for the districts to win, and it means so many scholarships and opportunities for our students to go on to secondary college or vocational schools. So it is the prize, I think, for urban districts.
The award brings national prestige, along with more than $500,000 in scholarships for Miami-Dade students. Dade bested school systems in Southern California and Houston, and Palm Beach County was a first-time finalist as well. Governor Rick Scott says he'll propose giving Florida teachers debit cards to help pay for classroom supplies so they won't have to dig into their own pockets. The governor said yesterday that private donations could be sought to help pay for those teacher debit cards. Scott also plans to ask lawmakers to lift limits on the number of charter schools in an education proposal he plans to offer in more detail tomorrow. He also says he wants to curtail repeated changes in testing requirements until Florida adopts national Common Core standards. Governor Scott says his proposal for K-12 education is the result of a statewide listening tour that he's conducted to hear from teachers, parents, principals, and others. In sports, one tumultuous season is all Ozzie Guillen gets as manager of the Miami Marlins. He was fired by the team yesterday after guiding them to a disappointing last-place finish and raising eyebrows along the way with some unfortunate comments. The Marlins season began to unravel early when Guillen lauded Cuban leader Fidel Castro. Miami Herald sports writer Manny Navarro says it was a bad marriage from the start.
Guillen's tenure here was hardly storybook. It took him all of 2 weeks to get suspended by the Marlins front office for his comments in a Time magazine article regarding Fidel Castro. That angered many Cubans in South Florida. Guillen was suspended 5 games for the antics. Towards the end of the season, as the Marlins hit rock bottom, Guillen told reporters he wasn't afraid of being fired, saying, quote, "If Jeffrey Loria doesn't think I'm doing the job I should do, it's not the first time he's fired a manager. Look yourself in the mirror and ask why so many bleeping managers come through here," end quote.
The Marlins will have their fourth manager in as many seasons after they find a replacement for Guillen, who still owed nearly $7.5 million for the 3 years remaining on his contract. The franchise, of course, went on a spending spree last offseason, hoped to be a contender as it moved into a new $500 million ballpark in Little Havana. A dismal June, though, took him out of contention. The team traded some of its best players, including slugger Hanley Ramirez, and attendance suffered as well. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.